Hunter Biden sends Donald Trump cease and desist letter. By Wendell Hasebo on July 14, 2023. Hunter Biden's lawyer sent former President Donald Trump a cease and desist letter to prevent the president from posting rhetoric on social media that could injure the Biden family. For years, Trump has been one of Hunter Biden's most relentless critics. Trump successfully labeled Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop the laptop from hell in 2020. And recently, Trump said the White House knows who smuggled cocaine into one of the most secure buildings in the world. They 100% know who it is, Trump posted on Truth Social. If they don't release information, it means they destroyed the tapes and the cocaine was for use by Hunter. And probably Crooked Joe, in order to give this total disaster of a president a little life and energy. Abby Lowell, one of Hunter Biden's many expensive lawyers, told ABC News that Trump's rhetoric on social media could lead to Hunter Biden's or his family's injury. This is not a false alarm, Lowell claimed. We are just one such social media message away from another incident. And you should make clear to Mr. Trump, if you have not done so already, that Mr. Trump's words have caused harm in the past and threaten to do so again if he does not stop. Lowell added that Trump's team need not respond to the letter but warned the president how his incitement can further hurt people and cause himself even more legal trouble. Kash Patel, former chief of staff at the Pentagon and former deputy director of national intelligence, exclusively told Breitbart News the letter is not a substantive legal request and is just fodder for the media to attack Trump. Abby is a fantastic attorney. This sort of filing is a public plea, rather than a substantive legal request, he said. It only provides the media with meaningless fodder to attack President Trump, and in true lackey fashion, they will all follow suit. Perhaps he can definitely tell us if his client has brought narcotics onto the White House compound. Now that is of actual great media and legal interest, he added. Mike Davis, founder and president of the pro-Trump Article 3 Project and former chief counsel for nominations to Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley, exclusively told Breitbart News the letter was malarkey and the president's crack house and corruption den puts Hunter at the center of attention. If President Biden doesn't want his adult son to become a subject of public discussion, Biden shouldn't let Hunter serve as the bagman for the Biden foreign corruption racket, Mike said. And unless Hunter's changing Joe's diapers, Biden shouldn't let his 53-year-old son stay in the White House, vacation at Camp David, or fly on Air Force One and Marine One. Biden definitely shouldn't let his degenerate drug addict son snort cocaine on the Truman balcony for 4th of July celebrations, he added. Biden has turned the White House into a crack house and corruption den. It's time for the American people to take out the trash in November 2024. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.